Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. April is Financial Literacy Month, and Amanda Sen, Director of the Alabama Securities Commission, joins us by Skype to tell us how the ASC is educating Alabamians in financial empowerment, as well as financial self-defense. Amanda Sen, welcome back to The Exchange on Troy Public Radio.
Thank you, Carolyn. Always glad to be with you.
Amanda, I noticed that back in March was Women's Financial Empowerment Month. What's the thinking behind that?
What we've found is that women tend to be less financially savvy than men, although women typically like to shop more than men. So our mission and goal here to encourage women and to help them make wise investment and financial decisions, but we want women to get engaged more than they historically have been.
Well, Amanda, to that end, I know the Alabama Securities Commission has been reworking its website. How is that going?
We're still adding information and data to our new website, but we have included the She Can materials, and She Can is the program to help empower women. But I want to make clear that women have historically performed lower on financial literacy tests across the United States. And so those scores, in connection with what we've seen firsthand here, cause us to want to announce an initiative that's specifically focused on women, and that is the She Can program. And so there is a link on our website. If you click on asc.alabama.gov under investor information, there's She Can as a tab. And if you click on it, you'll see tools and information about finances and how to budget and tips on spotting fraud and tips on investing and podcasts. And so lots of resources there on the website for She Can.
How are we doing on financial literacy overall?
So across the board, not only are we focusing on women in financial literacy, but everyone in financial literacy. I know several states have enacted financial literacy laws that require public schools to include a financial literacy component. Those concepts, which are like identifying different types of bank accounts, how to balance a checkbook, understanding the different types of loans offered, credit card scores, understanding debt and equity, will now be taught, which is so critical in schools. So kids will have these principles and hopefully these financial values when they go into the workforce. And so just most recently, Alabama enacted a financial literacy law, which takes effect this year. And so we're excited to talk about that. And of course, April is Savings and Investing Month. So all of these concepts are intertwined, but we're here at the Alabama Securities Commission pushing everyone to enhance their financial literacy skills.
Well, it is so gratifying to see this back in the school curriculum, because nothing is more important than staying solvent, shall we say.
Exactly, exactly. Folks need to understand the options when they graduate high school and decide which path is best for them, and then consider loans, whether they, like I did, take out student loans for their education, and whether that's something that would be worth it to them in the long run, whether they could earn more and offset any possible loans. And so all of those are pieces of information that our high schoolers need to know before making the next step and deciding, you know, their path.
Do you have any resources for teachers at the Alabama Securities Commission?
We do, Carolyn, and I'm excited about these recently ordered new financial booklets. So we have digital copies on our website, and we also have hard copies that we can distribute to our educators. And these are also printable online. So we have several of them. We have investment fraud, how to work with a financial professional, one entitled Your New Job and How to Start Your Financial Future, which is so important. You know, this ties in perfectly with our financial literacy component in schools. We have one that can be sort of sticky at times, marriage and money. You know, you hear all the time couples, oh, money is one of the biggest sources of tension, but we have a booklet to address that. And then finally, we have the military guide to money investing, because they have unique issues sometimes in military service. And so those are laid out there. And not only do we have all of these, but we also offer them in Spanish So we have something, I feel like, for everyone here in the Southeast.
And I know that the Alabama Securities Commission occasionally does presentations in person. Do you have any of those coming up?
Oh, we do. Just last year, across the state, and sometimes with our community partners like the BBB and AARP, we hit over 130 communities in Alabama. We've also partnered with sister states to do various outreach events, but we hold in-person events. So if there is a community that would like for us to hold a financial literacy or financial fraud event to talk to people about savings and investing, we do a wide variety of topics. The She Can program, we've met with women's associations. So we do a lot of in-person, but we also now offer a virtual presentation or seminar. Folks are so busy, but they really want to learn about this. It's just hard to break away from a day job. And so we can hold a virtual training as well. We typically speak for an hour. Sometimes it's just our office, and sometimes we team up with law enforcement partners, the Better Business Bureau and AARP, and even our Department of Senior Services on certain financial exploitation cases involving seniors across the state.
Financial self-defense is the name of the game.
Absolutely.
You have told us that the scam artists are always trying to stay a step ahead of the rest of us.
They are. They put so much time and energy into their criminal enterprises, especially with the evolution of tech and some of the challenges that artificial intelligence has brought about. Fraudsters love to exploit the next big thing. So financial awareness is the first line of defense. And we see fraud cases involving hundreds of thousands of dollars, some upwards of millions of money that's being lost to fraud that can't be recouped. And so just knowing before you invest is the way to keep your financial stability and your finances safe and your money safe. You guys work hard for that, so don't give it over to fraud.
Do you have a toll-free number for your listeners in case they want to find out more?
Carolyn, I absolutely do. And we do have a live person. We take every call. Is 1-800-222-1253. That's 1-800-222-1253. And we'll get you to the right person, whatever your question is.
And the website?
asc.alabamaspelledout.gov.
It's always amazing, Amanda, to hear about the cases that you've won. What is it, your 99% success rate with criminal cases of financial fraud and the money that sometimes you're able to save these folks?
We do. If we're involved, you know, early in an investigation, sometimes victims are very reluctant to report because they feel embarrassed or they're unsure, or the person that they're dealing with, they trust and they don't want to hurt or offend that person. But guys, your friends are not going to lead you down the wrong path. They won't lie to you. So we encourage people to come in early if they think they've become a victim of a fraud. And victims come from all walks of life. We have lawyers, doctors, accountants, engineers, teachers that have all become victims of fraud because they're crimes of trust. So if we can get in early, sometimes we can stop the fraud before it happens and recoup money. And in all criminal cases, the law does require the defendant to pay, or the fraudster to pay restitution. But sadly, in most cases, because they are criminals, that money has been taken out in cash. They spend it on different things. And we can sometimes seize those assets, sell them, and get money back to our victims. But a lot of times, especially in Ponzi cases, money's been paid out in cash, and there's just no way to find the money and give it back to the victim investors. But we certainly do all that we can to get money back to our victims.
Well, Amanda, thanks to you and your comments today, we see that financial literacy, financial self-education is more important today than ever.
Absolutely. And everybody needs to get out there, start budgeting if you don't already, start investing if you haven't started a plan, put away savings for a rainy day fund. You just never know when you're going to use it. So get excited in April about saving and investing.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Joining us by Skype was Amanda Sen, Director of the Alabama Securities Commission. More information is available at the website asc.alabama.gov and at the toll-free number 1-800-222-1253. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.